This is Dakota Daybook for June 6th. The 164th Infantry Regiment traces its roots back to the Dakota Territorial Militia, established in 1862. That militia evolved into the National Guard units of North and South Dakota. The North Dakota Guard served in the Spanish-American War as the 1st North Dakota Volunteer Infantry. The unit entered federal service again during World War I, becoming the 164th Infantry in 1917. The 164th returned to federal service in 1941 and deployed to the South Pacific the following year. Much of North Dakota's military legacy in World War II centers on the Pacific Theater, especially the Battle of Guadalcanal, where the 164th earned distinction. But not all North Dakotans went to the Pacific. Originally set for June 5th, the Allied invasion of France was delayed one day due to the weather. On the morning of June 6th, 1944, 4,000 ships carried 156,000 Allied troops to the beaches of Normandy. Some North Dakotans were already in France before Bill Turnus of Shields and Bob Pheland of Elmont landed on Omaha Beach. Paratroopers had dropped into Normandy the night before. General Dwight D. Eisenhower personally met with the 502nd Parachute Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division just before takeoff. He knew many of those men would not return. An iconic photo captures that moment. At the center is William Hayes of Fargo, his eyes locked on Eisenhower. The general asked him if he was ready. Hayes simply replied, "Yeah." Hayes survived the war and made it home. Another young North Dakotan did not. On this 80th anniversary of D-Day, a couple from Somerville visited the grave of Sergeant Elvin Theodore Kirkadall at the Normandy American Cemetery. Along with roses, they left a small jar of North Dakota soil from their garden. Sergeant Kirkadall of the 82nd Airborne was killed on June 7th. He is one of 9,388 American soldiers buried there. 81 years later, very few D-Day veterans remain, but their service and their sacrifice will never be forgotten. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.